Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, I know you can feel yourself getting smarter by the minute. It happens. It's just one of those things that happens when you listen to the Small Business Advocate Show. You're obviously intelligent for being here, but that's just half of the good news. The rest of the good news is you're going to get smarter every minute because we have really smart people who join us, like our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is our tax expert on the Brain Trust. She is the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. I have in front of me the 2005 edition. I'm pretty darn sure there's another one coming out any minute now.
This month.
Even as we speak, and she's also the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business, and as you already heard, she kind of knows her way around here, so she thinks she can just chime in anytime she wants to. Hi, Barbara. Welcome back.
Hi.
It's good to have you back.
It's great to be here.
It's kind of hard to hold an author back when somebody's making a mess of the introduction of their book. It's kind of hard to hold them back, isn't it?
Well, you know.
No, I knew that 06 was about to come out any minute, and so folks, that's you got that to look forward to. Where's that going to be available, Barbara?
Any minute, actually. It's supposed to be out now. It'll be in bookstores and on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
All right. Now, what we're going to do today is get a little bit of a jump start. You're going to sort of give us a little bit of a pre-book ownership course on how we need to use the book and how we can do some year-end tax planning, right?
Absolutely, because there's just a few weeks left, but there's a lot you can still do to get in positive results on your 2005 taxes.
Let's start with some of the retirement programs.
Okay.
We've already missed the deadline for getting the paperwork filed, right?
Yes, it's too late to set up a simple plan for 2005 because of notice requirements. There was an October 1st deadline.
Right, October 1st, but it's not too early to set it up for 2006.
Correct. You can certainly go forward with that if you want for 2006. But if you're looking to save, if 2005 looks like it's been a good year and you want to shelter some of your income in a retirement plan, you have to look for other options.
I got you. Now, what would that have given us? If just to get people excited so they don't miss next year, what would the simple plan have given us?
Well, the simple plan is a way that small business owners can let most of the funding be done by employees through salary reductions, in other words, pre-tax contributions, and a modest contribution by the employer that's fixed, mm-hmm. At the start. Mm-hmm. You just adopt the formula that the law provides for.
Right, okay. All right, so what are some things that we still have time to do?
Well, we're talking about you can still set up a profit-sharing plan. You can still set up a SEP plan. Actually, you have plenty of time to set up a SEP plan because you have to the extended due date of your return to do that.
Tell us what SEP means.
Simplified Employee Pension.
All right.
And it's very similar to a profit-sharing plan in that the contribution limits are the same. The difference is that you can't provide for a borrowing option. So if you think you may have to sometime borrow money from your retirement plan, then you have to go with the profit-sharing plan. If borrowing's never going to be an issue, then go with the SEP, because then you won't have any annual reporting requirements to the IRS.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That saves you there.
Now, tell us about that. That's interesting.
Well, with profit-sharing plans, even if you're the only person in the plan, once assets go over $100,000 at any time, you're going to have to every year file an information return with the Department of Labor on the plan. But that's not required for a SEP plan.
But a SEP plan, and see, you were talking about borrowing the money. I can see where a lot of small businesses, this would be attractive because, we have a great year this year.
Exactly.
And we make a big contribution to a retirement plan, but then next year maybe it's not so good, or we need the cash for some reason, and it might be handy. Of course, it might also be dangerously tempting rather than just handy.
Well, sure. I mean, you don't want to tap it just for anything because it'll eat into your retirement savings. Mm-hmm. But in an emergency, it's a great source of quick money. I mean, you just fill out the paperwork and take the money. You don't have to apply for it or anything.
Mm-hmm. What is for a plan that is available to us right now, like the profit sharing plan? What is the maximum that a business owner could put into something like that? I got 10 seconds.
Well, you have $42,000 limit for 2005.
Mm-hmm.
It's 25% of compensation, and it works out to 20% effective rate for self-employed individuals.
Okay. Stand by. Hold on to that thought, Barbara. Barbara Weltman is our guest, folks. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. 2005's on the shelves. 2006 are being delivered even as we speak. 2012. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog, which comes every week. The newsletter comes every week on Sunday. The blog comes Monday through Friday by RSS, by Really Simple Syndication. Barbara Weltman is our guest and our good friend. She's the author of J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes, 2006 edition. But if you still want to work on 2005, she's got one of those too. Barbara, give us your website, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
BarbaraWeltman.com, WELTMAN. Barbara, tell us what we'll find when we get to your website.
Within the next 2 weeks, it'll be completely revamped, revised, upgraded, spiffed up. It's going to be the portal to my monthly newsletter, Big Ideas for Small Business, as well as the listing of my books. Every day there will be a new tip for small business owners. So there'll be and lots of good links and information.
Right. And lots of good stuff there, folks, and including her newsletter and just a great source for tax planning. Barbara, some other things that we need to know to get ready for year-end tax planning?
Well, it's not too late to take advantage of the expensing opportunity. In other words, for 2005, you can buy equipment up to $105,000 and deduct it immediately rather than depreciating its cost over a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be a great time, for example, to upgrade your existing equipment, your computers, your office furniture, your machinery, whatever.
Right, even some vehicles.
Well, there are limits on that. So.
I know, but I said some vehicles, Barbara.
Some vehicles,
especially if you are in the delivery business, you're a distributor, supplier, wholesaler. You know, some vehicles may qualify.
Vehicles meaning non-personal use vehicles. Vehicles that are not readily used for personal purposes, such as a tradesperson's kind of van that would be outfitted with shelving and such.
Has to be over a certain weight. It can't be one of the lighter ones, or also something like a tow motor, a forklift, or something like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, those
absolutely
kinds of things. Just directly expensive, folks, and it's not all the government's doing when they're doing this is giving you. They're basically accelerating the depreciation. They're not giving you anything extra.
You don't get to write off one penny more.
Right. They're just giving it to you this year rather than over 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, but the great thing is that you can use this actually to generate cash flow because you can finance your purchase.
Yep.
Even if you don't pay for it this year, you can take the deduction this year.
As long as you're profitable.
The key is, right.
Sorry,
you have to be profitable, and you have to put the equipment in service. You can't just buy it and take delivery next year. You have to actually put it into use this year.
Exactly. All right. What other things are going on? By the way, are you hearing that they're talking about making that expensing permanent?
Yes. It's coming from several angles. It's part of a small business tax package that's working its way through, that's been introduced. It also was a suggestion under the president's tax proposals, the panel that released its findings last week, to make expensing for small business permanent.
And not only permanent, but maybe even not even have a top cutoff line amount.
Correct. It would apply to everything except realty.
Right. Everything except real estate. Right. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, Barbara? What do you think that will do?
Well, first of all, it just makes life easier. I mean, you know, as a practical matter, just, you know, you buy something and you want to, and you're putting the money out now. It just sort of matches the deduction to the expense. So that makes
right.
more sense in the mind of most small business owners.
Right.
But unfortunately, in my view, you know, that's just one aspect of the big picture of this new proposals.
But do you
and
see
some of them are not that favorable.
Right. Do you see, Barbara, this as being one little teeny tiny step towards simplification? Can we read this into that?
I don't know. You know what? There's just too much politics involved.
Yeah.
There's too much money that needs to be raised
mm-hmm.
in terms
yeah.
of revenue. There's too much entrenchment in the current
system. And
having lived through simplification, you know, several times,
right.
you know, starting in 86 when we had simplification,
right.
you know, so I don't know. Been there, done that. I'm not that optimistic about a complete overhaul. But, you know, look, the discussion is worthy. You know, it's great to talk about the problems that exist and to sort of come up with some ideas.
But can we say, though, that we may not like where we are, but we got to like the direction we're headed in?
Well, you got to like the discussion.
Yeah.
You have to like the you know, stepping back and looking at the big picture.
Mm-hmm. Right. Barbara, what are some things that you think are going to happen in 2006 that would be not good for us that we need to go ahead and take action on this year? Is there anything like that?
Well, the only thing, 2006, there are actually some positive things, which are new breaks for energy conservation for
mm-hmm.
businesses. So that's one thing to think about, and that doesn't apply for this year. So if you're going to do it and want to get the tax breaks, you have to wait till 2006. Right now, there are more than two dozen provisions set to expire on December 31st year.
When we come back, I want you to give us that. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, Barbara's going to tell us what those things are that are going to expire this year. You need to make sure you take advantage of, if you can. We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're visiting with our good friend, Barbara Welkman. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Barbara Welkman. Her website is barbarawelkman.com. What about BW Ideas, Barbara? You guys still got that one, too?
Well, right now that's going to be folded into Barbara Welkman.
BarbaraWelkman.com, WELTMAN.com. Okay, Barbara, what are some things that are going to go away in 2005 that we need to know about?
Well, they're going to go away unless they're extended, and right now Congress is considering that. But there's a lot of negotiations going on, and we don't know which are going to get extended, how long they're going to be extended, whether they're going to be extended.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, right now, before the end of this year, if you make leasehold improvements to realty, or if you have a restaurant and you make leasehold improvements, you can deduct the cost ratably over 15 years instead of having to depreciate it over 39 years.
All right.
So that's a biggie. Also, if
that's
you have
a biggie.
To do
it, and that's going to that may expire this year.
It may expire this year. They're considering extension, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Environmental cleanup. If you have to do environmental remediation on your commercial location, again, you can expense the cost, no dollar limit. Whatever it costs you, write it off, rather than again having to depreciate it over 39 years.
Right.
a lot of tax breaks for employment, for hiring various people. The Work Opportunity Credit, the Welfare to Work Credit, the Indian Employment Credit, all of these are set to expire at the end of this year unless they're extended. Now, they've been extended in the past, and so there's every reason to believe that they will again be extended, but we don't know.
Well, these are so things they apply that we just need to pay attention to how, what's going on in Congress and plan accordingly.
Absolutely. A research credit, again, that's set to expire at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
Well, I think that this is very important for small business owners, especially S-corporation owners, to look and see if they've had a bad year. And unfortunately, some people have. And to make sure that they're going to have enough basis to be able to take all of the loss on their return.
Right.
And in other words, they have to look at the basis in their stock, in their equity, as well as the basis in their debt, loans that they've made to the corporation. And if they need more debt quickly, just make a loan to the business. Make sure it's treated as a loan on the on the corporate books, and there you'll create basis and be able to take out to take off losses that pass through to you. It's not good enough to just make a third party guarantee.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else?
Well, definitely adjust your estimated taxes. Your last payment's coming up. Corporate estimated tax due December 15th. Individuals, self-employed individuals, owners of pass-through entities, January 17th, 2006. So take a look. You don't want to overpay and make an interest-free loan to the government, and yet you don't want to underpay by too much because you're going to be incurring a needless interest charge.
If you had to make a, if you had to do one or the other, overpay a little or underpay a little, which would be the most beneficial to a business?
Well, right now with the interest rates as they are, you'd certainly want to underpay.
Underpay if you had to.
Because the penalty is not that egregious. Mm-hmm. But, of course, you don't want to do it by too much.
No. I'm just saying, but if you were going to err...
But if you're going to err on... Yeah, I would certainly underpay rather than overpay. Because overpay gets you nothing.
Exactly. You get nothing. As precious as our capital is, we don't need to be letting our money go out. And it's essentially a loan from the government to underpay at a rate probably a lot better than the bank would give you.
Absolutely. Yeah. The rates have just gone up for the third quarter, but they're still not that high. So.
What is the imputed rate right now?
I think, 4-5%, and don't quote me, but I think it's 7% now
7%.
On overpayments and underpayments for individuals. So that would be for owners of pass-through entities.
All right. Okay. We got about 1 minute, Barbara. What else would you like to tell us about year-end tax planning?
Well, this has been a tough year to tug on our heartstrings, but charitable contributions, think about it before the end of the year. For people who are independently wealthy, there's a brand new break, which is that you can take 100% of your cash deductions and deduct them. There's no 50% of adjusted gross income limit cash contributions by the end of the year.
That's good to know.
And there's a whole slew of special breaks for contributions related to Hurricane Katrina.
And is that going to be in the 2006 book?
No, but there's going to be a supplement posted online, and there are instructions in the book to look at. So it's not only going to deal with that, but every other new tax break, such as the new 6-month automatic filing extension for all businesses.
Right, that's going to change next year. J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes 2006 in stores right now. Thank you, Barbara, for being here. We'll see you next
pleasure.
Time.
A pleasure.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Got to go for just this hour. I'll be back on the other side of the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.